In recent years, primetime television has increasingly embraced gay characters, and opinion polls show the public is becoming more comfortable with homosexuality in general. America's growing acceptance of the gay community in politics and the emergence of same-sex-oriented characters have seemingly coincided with one another. So, is popular culture reflecting society, or are TV programs trying to change it? Families come together each evening around the dinner table and the television. However, the programs they are exposed to are arguably much more than basic entertainment. In May, Modern Family was named the number one scripted program among viewers age 18 to 24. The show's plot mocks dynamics between characters within the same family. The word modern is used in the title, but non-traditional might be appropriate as well. In addition to other non-traditional character roles, there is a male couple. The men are adoptive parents of a Vietnamese girl, Lily, who is frequently photographed when they dress her as Diana Ross, Olivia Newton-John, Madonna, and even Stevie Wonder. Dan Gaynor is the T. Boone Pickens Fellow and Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Gaynor believes Hollywood is behind the push for accepting gay culture.
This has been a long-standing push by Hollywood to normalize homosexual behavior through mass media, particularly TV. You find it in movies as well, but it's just, it has less impact.
Dan Gaynor says that despite claims by the pro-gay lobby, the plots including gay characters do not represent a significant percentage of the population.
According to polling, Americans think 25% of the population is gay, when in fact it's something like one-tenth that. But that's because they're bombarded so much with the gay agenda on television.
Chris Geithner is the senior political editor at Washington's Metro Weekly, a pro-gay publication. Geithner argues the television plots depend on society's acceptance of gay culture. He says raised awareness of the gay community also impacts TV producers.
I think that as LGBT characters become more common in pop culture, on television, and other media, the representations become more nuanced, more full, and do more accurately reflect the full range of the LGBT community.
Geithner believes that popular television has an impact on the way viewers think. He says those less accustomed to interacting with gay people are often more inclined to be accepting of them because of television.
The awareness includes people like TV writers and TV show producers, and as those become more common, those people also realize that it's important to have characters represented on their show. So I think then their appearance makes other people who aren't out feel more comfortable coming out.
Dan Gaynor agrees with Geithner that TV shows convince viewers there is normalcy within the gay community.
If you go back to the 70s, media changed, and it went from celebrating America to the traditional values that made America great to tearing it down. And so it wasn't one thing. It was America's bad in war movies, America's bad in this or that, and it just kind of built on it.
Geithner says the portrayals of gay characters are evolving from supporting comedic roles to a more full depiction as culture is becoming more accepting toward homosexuals.
People who know LGBT people react differently to these issues. And so I think that for those people who live in areas where they might not personally know an out LGBT person, when they turn on their TV and watch Ellen every day, deal with her in the way that we deal with characters and people that we see on television, I think that is the first step towards changing attitudes.
Geithner explains how characters of popular television personally helped him feel more accepted.
I grew up in northeastern Ohio, and for me, watching MTV's The Real World and having a bi character, having a gay character, having Pedro Zamora as an out HIV-positive gay character made a difference in my life.
Dan Gaynor believes the agenda of television became hostile to traditional America in the 1970s.
There are two articles of faith for most journalists. One, that they must all be pro-abortion, and the other is that they must be pro the gay agenda. And so you find people like Don Lemon, who is, you know, openly gay, on CNN covering gay issues. Well, that's not like you're going to get a neutral, unbiased view of that. You're not going to get that view from a lot of people in the media because they're either on board for this or, in some cases, they're openly gay.
Dan Gaynor says TV characters should not distract from the heat of the larger debate, namely that gay rights are not civil rights.
if you were to magically bring some of the famous civil rights leaders forward in time, like Martin Luther King, do you think that he would be pushing gay marriage? No, absolutely not. He would be on the side of traditional marriage. So people make that comparison.
Societal shifts on gay issues have impacted the country's politics. President Obama recently announced he supports gay marriage. Dan Gaynor sees this as a serious problem for Americans who enjoy the idea of limited government.
So what you're going to have is, instead of removing the government from this issue, what you're going to do is take the government from advocating for traditional marriage to advocating for gay marriage and polygamy or everything else. And the people who are opposed to this, who generally support traditional marriage but don't want the government involved, are going to find the government's just involved, and maybe even more so.
This is Vanessa Oblinger of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.